because going to be Hanukkah, I'd like to first tell you something of the parasha and then a little bit of Dine Hanukkah. This parasha is a very basic yisayid of Negeya to all of Tanakh, which the Rambam in Shmuel of Tzarkim discusses in regards to this week's parasha. So I'd like to talk about this yisayid. The yisayid itself is something that many of you are certainly familiar with, but the way the Rambam puts it into the parasha and the way the Meshech Chachma discusses it. The Rambam is Kavei Yisayid in Hilchis Yisayid HaTayra, Yisayid in Nevuah. The Rambam's Yisayid is that a Nevuah L'Tayv is never Chayzer. Once he gives a Nevuah L'Tayv, even if the people he said Tayv about are Mari and Masayim, they are Mashiach, they do Maisa Rishas. Once a Nevuah L'Tayv is said, it's Ein Chayzer. On the other hand, in the Nevuah L'Rah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Nevuah through a Navi that something bad is going to happen, and the people who it's supposed to happen to do tshuva, but then in the Nevuah L'Rah is chayzer. The Nevuah L'Rah doesn't necessarily happen, but in the Nevuah L'Tayv is guaranteed. The Nevuah L'Tayv definitely happens. Actually, it's known as a Rambam, it's actually a few psukim in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah tells Tzidkiyahu HaMelech that there's going to be a Churban. As in V.A. Sheker saying Nevuah that Bavel is going to be destroyed. And Yirmiyah says, if then Nevuah doesn't come true, they're saying in Nevuah L'Tayv. So if it doesn't come true, you know they're lying. Yirmiyah said in Nevuah L'Rah. He said there'll be a Churban. If it doesn't come true, it doesn't mean anything. But a Nevuah L'Tayv is always Mekoyim. Nevuah L'Rah is Chayzer. The problem is from this week's parasha, where was the posterior to this? Beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu says, "Katzaiti mekala chasadim, mekala emes." Yaakov Avinu says that he's afraid of Esav. Yaakov Avinu is afraid of Esav. Zakrashi shema yidrei machet. Yaakov Avinu is afraid that maybe a chet is going to be gairim that Esav is afraid. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in Parshas Vayetze, "Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, v'ashivarticha l'adam ha'azayis, v'ashivarticha min al-beis avicha." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the Nevuah was that "Shmarticha v'ashivarticha, I'm going to return you to your father's home." Yaakov didn't come back to Yitzchak's home yet. So we had a Nevuah. The Nevuah said that he's going to come back. It's a Nevuah L'Tayv. So what does Rashi say? Shem Yigre Mechait. And Nevuah L'Tayv is not Chayzer. That's the Rambam's Yisayid. Rambam's Yisayid is Nevuah L'Tayv doesn't go back. So what is Yaakov afraid of? What's Yaakov afraid that the Nevuah L'Tayv will be Chayzer? The Nevuah L'Tayv ain't a Chayzer. So the Rambam, to answer this kasha, says the Yisayid, which the Me'ain, the Mizrahi, says on Rashi as well. And the Rambam says that this rule that a Nevuah L'Tayv is not Chayzer only holds true if the Navi repeated it. He relayed it to the people to whom the Nevuah is Nageya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nevuah to a Navi, and the Navi relays it to the people, then a Nevuah L'Tayv is not Chayzer. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to the Navi, just between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Navi, it wasn't for public information, then even a Nevuah L'Tayv could be Chayzer. What's the logic? What's the svara? What's the svara to this? Svara is ki b'zayis yivachein ha-navi. There's a way to know if a Navi is telling the truth or not. Right? The Torah says a Navi sheker, you give Nisa. How do you know if he's sheker? Maybe what he said was true and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. There has to be a way to test a Navi. So Yirmiyah says, this is a way to test a Navi. And the Navi says, Nevuah L'Tayv, and it doesn't come true, you know he's a Navi Sheker. So this concept of Bizaisi Bachin a Navi, of knowing if it's true or not, this makes sense when the Navi told it over to people. The Navi relayed the information. So So then we have a rule in the Nevuah L'Tayv, the Zeinah Chizeres, because otherwise everyone will think he's a Navi Sheker. So the Nevuah L'Tayv, the Zeinah Chizeres. But where the Navi did not relay it to anyone, just between Kriya HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Navi, so there, even on the Nevuah L'Tayv could change. The Meila. It's good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, Ushmarticha B'chalash HaTayvah, Hashim Yitzlicha Al-Bei Samicha. So this was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov. He didn't tell Yaakov to repeat it to anybody. It's just the Rabbeinu Shalom told this to Yaakov. So in the Nevuah L'Tayv that's just told to a Navi could be Chayzer. Shami Yigrim Achay. He says he doesn't deserve it. And it has nothing to do with the aside that in the Nevuah L'Tayv Ein HaChizeres. That aside is only when the Navi repeated it, relayed the information to other people. So this is the aside that the Rambam says in the Shrine of Prakim. With this aside, a number of other difficulties are answered. The Meshech Chachma here in the Parsha explains that this aside you can answer a lot of things. This whole idea that the Nevuah L'Tayv Ein HaChizeres is a big there's a lot of Torah on it regarding different places in Tanakh. One place, Meshech Chachma says, is later in Parshas Pinchas. So Pinchas, you know, kills Imri ben Salom, which is wonderful, and he gets a big star for that. What's a star? So the Rav Shalom comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Lochein Emor, Hinini Naisin Lais Bris Yishalom. Right, I'm going to give him a bris, a kunas aylam, that's a bris of shalom. So that's his chak. Fakta meshachachna. Pinchas is one of the 48 primary neviim. Right, the Gemara says that Memches, main neviim in Klal Yisrael, and Pinchas is one of them. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did he go to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go straight to Pinchas and tell Pinchas congratulations? He did a wonderful thing. No, but a wonderful thing. So I'm going to give you a bris. Kuna Shalom, you'll be a kai forever. Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom go to Moshe and tell Moshe to tell to Pinchas? Isn't it better to just pick up the phone and call Pinchas directly? So what's the teretz? Let's see the Rambam. If he would tell to Pinchas directly, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Pinchas directly, so it's in the world of time, that's between Hashem and the Navi, then it could be chayzer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka told it to Moshe, and it's Meduyik in the Pasuk. Lachein Emor. You do not have that Russian by Nevuah. Lachein Emor. Therefore, I want you to say it over. I want you to go out and relay it. Lachein Emor. Hinini Naisin Lais Brisi Shalom. Vais Aloy. Lazare Yachar of Bris Kulun HaSaylam. And this is a deal that Kulun HaSaylam can never change. There's children, with grandchildren, no matter what. How many Davis, there'll be Rishayim. It can't change. Why? Because it's a Nevuah which was told to the Navi to relate to Pinchas. That type of Nevuah doesn't change. The Meshech Chachma also answers with this something we had earlier in Bereishis. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Sarah that she's going to have a child. So Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir Balaimah Achari Balaisi Haisali Yedna. Right. It started in a lot of trouble, right? She stopped laughing. Because Baruch Hu says you can have a child, she's skeptical. So she got into trouble, right? Problem is that Avraham Avinu himself, Sarah is told in the beginning of Ayeda. Avraham is told at the end of Lech Lecha. At the end of Lech Lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that you're gonna have a son from Sarah. So the Pasuk says, Vayipal Avraham al Panav Yitzchak. Same thing, Vayitzchak. He laughed. Vayemer Belibai. Halaben Mei Hashana Yivalei. Tim Sara Habas Tishim Shana Telei. And Avraham sounds much worse. We don't want to talk about a skeptic. So she, Sarah said, you know, Achari Belaisi Yisali Edna. Avraham said, Halaben Mei Hashana Yivalei. It sounds like Avraham's lashon is pretty bad. Hashem says, you can have a child. Avraham says, yeah, I'm 100 years old and I have a child. I'm sorry about Tisha Shana Teva. I got two reasons. This doesn't sound like it's going to happen. Avraham doesn't get in trouble. Like, you know, Avraham does exactly the same thing. And there's not one word of Tehillim. And then when Sarah, when it comes to Sarah, so Sarah is getting in trouble. Why? So it's like the Meshech Chachma, according to what we said, it's beautiful. By Avraham, who did Avraham hear it from? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, you're going to have a son. It's a nevuah that's between him and Hashem. So Avraham says, what? I'm going to be zeichet for such a thing. I don't believe it. The nevuah, the tie that's between Hashem and the Navi, could be chayzer. So Avraham says, I'm going to have somebody that's listening that 100 years old and I'm going to have a son. So I was 97, I can't believe it's going to happen. I can't believe I'll be zeichet to him. Because the nevuah tie could be chayzer between the Navi and Hashem. But Sheikh and Sarah was told, the Malachim came with the shlichus. She didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was relayed to Sarah. Once a nevuah is repeated, is relayed, such a nevuah that is not chayzer. So we may learn. The sheet is a taina. Why she left? There's a brisker Rav who says the same thing. It could be somewhere else in the Meshech Chachma too. To explain an incident in Navi, which happens to be in Malachim Bay. There's an incident in Navi where Chizkiah is a king and he gets sick. Yishayahu, the Navi, comes to him and he tells him that write a will because you're going to die, the Chayah is sick, you're going to die, you're not going to live. Why? So Chizkiah is being punished because he didn't get married. Why didn't he get married? Because he knew the nevuah that he'll have a son who's going to be a Rasha. And he felt it's better I shouldn't get married. Better than to have a son as a Rasha, he didn't marry. So Yishayahu tells him that Chayei L'Sichya, and Thomas, the Chayei L'Sichya, he's going to die, he's not going to live. Finished. So the Pasuk says that, so the Gemara says in Brachas, that Chizkiah told Yishayahu, Ben Amaitz, Kalei Nevuaska Vitzay. So Yishayahu Ben Amaitz, Kalei Nevuaska, stop talking. Vitzay, get out of here. And leave. Tach Mukudlani, the base of Yaba, had a Kabbalah from Davra Melach, my grandfather. Afilu Cherav Chada Munachas of Tavare Shaladam, Ayim Naatme Menarachim. That's never too late. The Tosik says, Ayafa Ponav Alakir, Chizkiah David, and he was granted another 22 years, is it? Or not 22, 15 years. Another 15 years, and he got married, and he had a kid, and so Brisker Rav says, what kind of shvach is that to Yishayahu? Yishayahu came with a nevuah. What's this? Kalei nevuah of itzei. That's the way he took to Navi. Kalei nevuah of itzei means shut up and get out. In Hebrew. Right? That's what he talked to him. That's not the Navi's fault. The Kesh Baruch Hu told him to tell you in the Vuh. Kesh Baruch Hu told him to tell you in the Vuh, as he's telling you. You know, Bishlam, if he's a Meshkiach, he walks over you on his own. So you tell him maybe, come in the Vuh, that's what it say, right? But he's coming with in the Vuh. This is not right. He has to tell you. Maybe he's not the Kesh Baruch Hu. So when he tells him, come in the Vuh, that's what he can have you. Dr. Kuskarav, beautiful. He says, right now, is this in the Vuh, the title of the Ra? Right now it's a nevuah l'ra, right? Nevuah l'ra can be chayzer. What's going to happen if Yishayahu keeps on talking? He's going to tell us, you're going to die, you're not going to be king. And Pliny is going to take over. Who's going to take over as king? He has no sons. If the Navi would say, and Pliny is going to take over as king, then that's a nevuah l'tayv for Pliny. That's a nevuah l'tayv. If that's a nevuah tayv, and the nevuah tayv is not chayzer. Cause a man, the Rabbi Nishon told Yishayahu that Pliny is going to take over, it could still be chayzer. No guarantee. If Yishayahu is going to finish his nevuah, and he's going to say Pliny is going to take over as king, then it's too late. Then it's a nevuah tayv, it's ein chayzeres. So he told him, Kalei nevuah shel vitzei. That's it. Don't say in the Vuh L'tayv. You can say in the Vuh L'tayv, it's Enech Ezeres. And I'm not going to be able to do true, that's going to be too late. So that's why he stopped. And it's Meredik Meduyik. In Parshas Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu found out that he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He davened how many tefillahs? Kaminya Veschanan. He davened a tremendous number, it was at 516 tefillahs. Finally, after 516 tefillahs, Hashem says enough. I'm not listening to you. Al Tosef Dabar Eloyim B'Dabar Hazeh. No more, you're not going to get out of Israel. It's Sabbath Yeshua, the Cheskeo Vamtzeu. Go to Yeshua and kelim ki hu yavla stay on as that. So Kaita the Piskarab, it's beautiful. Cause a man that was in the vort to Maisha, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, that's in the vula ra, he says it. Hashem says, okay, that's it, no more. Sabbath Yeshua, go to Yeshua. Chaskeil Van Seil, tell him, who Yavra Lufnei Amazah, he's taking over. What happens now? Once you tell it to Yeshua, so the vula ta, you say, no more doubt it. Beautiful. So we mentioned so many places with this. The holy site here is very Midoyik. If you learn in Navi, you find exactly the same thing by Shaul. When Shaul loses the Malucha, Shmuel comes with a Nevuah. And Shmuel tells him, Kara Hashem is a Malchus, I think it's about Perek Tazayin or something in Shmuel Alam, that Hashem is taking away the kingdom for you. When the son of the Reacha Atzeidel Mimecha, he tells him the Nevuah, that someone else is getting it. The one person in Christ was better than you, he's going to get it. So. And then Shmuel tells Shaul that Netach Yisrael lo yishaker. Says, don't ask me anything. Netach Yisrael, which is Hashem lo yishaker, it's not going to be a lie. You have to tell Hashem doesn't lie. Of course Hashem doesn't lie. That's it. Calls him out, it's in the Vuhul of Shaul could do tshuva. As soon as he tells him, when the son of the Reacha, HaTayvah Mimecha, the next words are the Netzach Yisrael Vayishaker, the way Yechazah. That's going to come true. Now it's already in the Vula Tayv. It's too late. So I think I mentioned to you about six places where this Yisrael is very Medoyak. The three places of the Piskarav, right? The Chizkiah, Yeshua and Maisha, and Shmuel and Shaul. In the three places of the Meshech Chachma, which is our parasha, Pinchas, and Avraham and Sarah. That's just scratching the surface. There are many more. You must stay tuned. There are many other places. But this Yisrael and the way Nevuah works is very important. Okay, so much for the parasha. I'd like to go through some of Hilchos Chanukah. Bearing in mind that Chanukah is still a week away, and you really should learn Hilchos Chanukah from the Mishnah Berurah. And when it comes to Chanukah, you're the one in the house who's sitting and learning, you should at least be fluent in the basic halachas of Chanukah. I'd like to go through a number of different shaylos rather than one big shtickle Torah, go through some of the inyanim of Chanukah, some of the shaylos that come up every year, and I just think, besides it's good to know the halacha, but then Torah should become a yantif. You should at least know the basics of the yantif. You should have a yad v'regel on what's coming up. So let's start with some of the basic dinim, and then go to the shaylos. Basic dinim of Neres Chanukah. First of all, what's taich ner? What does the word ner mean? Right, look, ner Chanukah. What is ner? Taich one. What is ner? There are two pshatim, so you probably get it right one way or the other, right? Huh? What's a ner? What? Flame. Ner is a flame. So what Mishnah is, you come to the word ner. What does it mean? It doesn't mean flame. What? So the Mishnah is, the word ner is always used for a keli, for a lamp. So the word ner, ner Hashem Nishmasadim, is a flame. That's one taich. And there's another taich of ner, which is keli, a Mishnayis. It's always used in the Lashon of Mishnayis. Ner always means ner shal cheres or ner shal matis. It always means the keli. So I think lahadlik ner chanukah. Is it necessary to have a keli? You have to have a menorah. Menorah, I don't mean that it looks chanukah dick. I mean, if you have to have a keli, that's a ner chanukah. What happens if you take a candle and you just light it on the windowsill? You melt the wax in the bottom, you put it on the windowsill, and you light it that way. Is that acceptable hadlokas and neres? So there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, an interesting tshuva, in the Tufkos, who's done in this shaila. If a ner Chanukah has to be a ner, or he brings some people, he says they don't have a candle, they don't have a menorah, so they take a potato, cut it in half, so one side is flat, they put it down, then they make a hole in the potato, and they stick the candle in, and presto, they have a menorah. Is that a keli? Why is it not a keli? I'm not sure. He says, is that a keli? There's nothing keli, it's not a kabbalah, it's a keli, you're not conveyed as a keli. Is that good or not? So the Avnei Nezer brings Rayis Lakan Lakan, and he says it's a Safik, and therefore he says that you have to have Dafka have a Kalish. The Pesach of the Avnei Nezer, he brings from the Tshuvas Chesed L'Avraham, and says you have to have a Kalish. However, if you medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yuches. Mishnah Berurah there is talking about the fact that candles are supposed to be separate from each other, ke'etzban, the space of an etzban. He says, Lachain, those who light al hakaifel, those who melt the wax and stick the candle to the wall, have to be careful to leave an etzban between the candles. How exactly they stick it to the wall, I'm not sure. Sounds much better to stick it to the... Maybe he means the walls, like in Yerushalayim, where you have stones, and you can stick it between the cracks of the wall, between the stones. But al kapanim, the Mishnah Berurah, it's pretty clear from his Lashon that he holds that it's good enough without a keli. You'll see his Lashon there. Shemadlikin neir shayva the kaisel. Was in there a shiva wax? It means he stick the wax to the kaisel. So Mishnah Berurah says that it's good. It sounds like mikra at him. At least we pass that to Mishnah Berurah that it's good without, even without a kaisel. An electric menorah, unfortunately, is no good. There are a number of tshuvas. Even if you hold on Shabbos, electric is good. That's because Shabbos, the purpose is the light. Chanukah, the purpose is zeicha l'neis. Zeicha to the Mikdash, which had a wick and had a wick and a fire and something that was being consumed, the fuel that was being consumed. So an electric menorah, a number of tshuvas nachrayim say is no good. Women are mechuyev in menorah just like everybody else. A married woman is nayig, it says ishtei kegufay, that she's yotzei with her husband. But a single woman, there's no shaila, has to light. And the girls at home, many, many places, the minhag is that they don't light. Not clear to me why. Why shouldn't if the boys light in the house, it's with every person, why shouldn't the girls light? She could be yotzei with the boys in the house. Everybody could be yotzei with the father. It's not clear, it's a mysterious thing why the women weren't naive. There's some site in the tshuva writes that the light outside in the outdoors and kavuda bas melech panima, so the women didn't go out. But nowadays when the women go out for everything else, you know, so it's a little hard to understand why women shouldn't light. Many homes are knowing that the single girls do light.
It could be. Yes.
And it's not a modern feminist thing.
They could be
yaitzah with their father. There's the meaning in the houses that the women don't light, so the women don't light. They could be yaitzah with the father. So can the boys in the house. They hid the mitzvah for everybody to light. So as far as Shua said, then they could light. It seems that in many places in Europe, the women didn't light. So Sefer says, because they used to go outdoors before Cheshvan. Whichever meaning a person has is a good meaning. I couldn't ask Rav what he did because he had no daughters. The biggest shaila that comes up is the shaila of where to light. What do you mean where to light? If you're home at night, you light at home. What happens if you're elsewhere? So one thing is clear in the Chol Hashit, no machlaikis. If you have, let's say, a family get together in the same city, you're not yaitza lighting in someone else's house in the city. Less than the palik, there's nothing to talk about. If you're in your own city, you have to go to your house to light. You can't light anywhere else. If you're the dine achsanoi, when you're traveling outside of your city. But as long as you're in the city, in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Yudbeis, the whole thing, the whole nidain is only chutz le'ir. But anybody who's in the city, you can't go to Aunt so-and-so's house, you know, so they have, you know, I don't know, I've seen this, you know, everyone gets together, family get together Sunday night, they set up 20 menorahs at the windowsill, and everyone makes a bracha levatala. Because you can't light a menorah in someone else's house. There's no such halacha, there's no shita, I don't know, one shita holds that way. In the shita, we don't pass the light. If it's in your city, you have to light it home. So people tell me, also what's considered a city. Alright, so it can be done, let's consider the city. It can be done, I would think that certainly on a Sunday night and a weekday night, it's a city. The whole Brooklyn, all five boroughs. If you're going home that night, even if you're chutz le'ir, so Rav Palm told people to light at home. even the chutzliyer. I know there was a chasna in Baltimore, a Hanukkah wedding, a Sunday Hanukkah wedding. It's a bus and yeshiva that went, and guys were coming back home. It was an afternoon wedding. They were going to be home like 1-2 a.m. So Pam told them, better light 2 a.m. when you come home, at home, rather than someplace in Baltimore. Where in Baltimore are you going to light? So he told them, when you get home, you light at home. No question, if you go to a wedding hall, and they set up a bunch of menorahs, you ever saw it at your wedding? Set up a bunch of menorahs and where you enter. So in the wedding hall, no one's yaitzen. At least by Aunt so-and-so, she's yaitzen. Uncle so-and-so. What? Unless you're sleeping in the wedding hall. The chutz le'ir, and you're sleeping in the wedding hall.
Can you light early in the day?
Person staying in a hotel, and he's sleeping there.
You light early in the day. Last
class. So I'll get to that. Let me just finish about where to light. if you are traveling out of town, so if you're a guest somewhere, so you have two choices. You can either light, or be mitzareh, pay a few cents and be mitzareh with the oil of the owner. If you cannot be mitzareh by chipping in with the oil of the owner, if you live in that city in a different house, that's not an eitz. You have to go home to light. And if you're coming home that night, it's also not an eitz. But if you're an achsanai, you're staying out of town, so you have two eitzes, a machlekes, which is a better eitz, to light yourself. If you're a guest by someone, you don't have your own place, the machlekes, which is better, the Mishnah Berurah is that it's better to light on your own. But there are different shittos. Whatever you do is good. But if you're in the same city, you should light there. The big shaila that always comes up is what to do when you go away for Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, it's not so pashut anymore. Erev Shabbos, to light at home. If you live in Flatbush and your parents live in Navarro Park, it takes 15-20 minutes to drive. Erev Shabbos, as it is, we light very close to this man. You're allowed to light. The fact that you're sleeping by your parents or in-laws, is that a heter for you to light there? So this, there are probably many chalukei dayos. And Mishnah Berurah's lashon is if you go to your parents, if you go to your in-laws, that the whole Hanukkah, for all 8 days, you could light there. Mashma Shabbos alone, you can't. To go to the in-laws for 8 days is not a mitzvah for many people. So what do you do? So there are different mahalkim of different rabbanim. But I told you before, I don't think there's any machlokes. You go away for Shabbos, it's by a year, a different mahalchim. Rav Palm's mahalach was that Erev Shabbos, it depends how close you are. If you're close, if you're if it's 5-10 minutes away, so you should better light at home. I know somebody who asked Rav Palm what to do. And he told him, I'm going to light at home, I won't make it in time to my parents. So Pam told him, drive your wife and your children to your parents' house and go back home. And light at home, light by his man, and you walk over to your parents. And he lives on East 14th Street, and his parents live in Ocean Parkway. So that's what he told him, go home and light. And then, because the person's supposed to look at Chilah, supposed to light at home, if it's by say year, it would be the market. Pam told people, if it's taka, a person goes, I don't know, it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Certainly if someone's traveling from Flatbush to Far Rockaway or something like that. So for Erev Shabbos, that's called Chutzliya. Gedolim of Chutzliya and Erev Shabbos are different, since you don't have that much time to travel, then you can light there. Certainly, upon hell, that once you're lighting by your parents or your in-laws, because you have a heter of Erev Shabbos, so it gets the din of your bias. And Mitzray Shabbos, you could already light there also, even if you plan to go home later. But once the Shabbos is your place, it's not so close. It's a distance away, so once you're lighting there then, you can light already on Mitzray Shabbos as well.
I'll tell the same thing.
I'll tell the same thing. The said, once the Shabbos is the din of your place, so you can light there on Mitzray Shabbos too. That's what he said, I don't know. Even if you don't sleep up. But once you slept over Shabbos, the hotel is the din of your place, so you can light there on Mitzray Shabbos as well. In a hotel, by the way, you have to light either in your room, which usually they don't let you, or in the dining room. Lobby, it's not so fashion that you could light. I don't know, maybe you could. Preferably, a person should light in a cheder, where either he eats or he sleeps, or he does something. Maybe the lobby is good, if it's a place people sit around, they have lounge, and they sit around. I know every year I get calls from dorm in Manhattan, where they don't let them light only in the lobby. They don't light not in the room, not in the dining room. So lobby there is not an eight. It's not even a lobby with seats where people lounge around. It's like an apartment house lobby. That's, you know. Because other shiva people ask is about leaving. You're allowed to leave. If you like the menorah, you want to go to a party. So there are two shivas people ask. The first shiva they ask is, are you allowed to leave within 30 minutes? Is there a chiyuv to stay by the neighbors for 30 minutes? Api halacha, there's no chiyuv to stay by the neighbors for 30 minutes. If the long as the neighbors can be seen, nobody has to look at them for 30 minutes. As long as they can be seen for this man, that's adequate. That's enough. Therefore, certainly they light by the window and they can be seen. They leave a light in the house, they light in the kitchen table, or by the door. The people are walking back and forth, and it's constantly the ability for them to be viewed. That's good. If you're lighting on the kitchen table and then you leave and you lock the door, that's not good, because then they can't be seen by people in the Halach Yema. But if you're lighting by the window, there's no chiyuv to stay for 30 minutes. It seems that api kabbalah, there in yonim, could be. Api halacha, you don't actually have to be by the neighbors. Many people don't want to leave the menorah in the house lit, afraid of a fire, chas v'shalom. Although, if you're in tune to the fires that happen on the lane occasionally, they're always when people are home. It's much more dangerous when you're home and the kids in the house than when you just lock up the house and leave. That's what's going to happen to the menorah. But, okay. Some people have to be in kids upstairs, they shake the whole house. Right? But what's the din? Mishnah Berurah says that after it burns for 30 minutes, there's no reason to... there ain't shum mitzvah, but Mishnah Berurah's lashon, should burn more than 30 minutes. Mishnah Berurah is in Tof Reish Ayin Beis, if cut in either Yud or Vav, I think it's Yud, I can't tell how I wrote it down here. It's according to Magen Avraham. He says after 30 minutes, ain't shum mitzvah. To put in oil for more than 30 minutes, or what? You could blow it out. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's halacha l'mais. What? There's no chiyuv for selenius in more than 30 minutes. There's a chumrah that the briska are naig. They have a timer. Why 30 minutes? Because that's kol regel when I shook. The first 30 minutes is the time of Chazal, there was a regel to shook. And after that, it was kol regel when I shook. So they say, I don't know if Shem to Briska Rav, but it's a known Briska Chumrah, not a Meshuggah Chumrah, but an Emes Ataina. And maybe this man is there, Kol HaRegel when Ashok is after midnight. Especially if Shki is, what is it now? Shki is going to be 4:40 or something, and you're going to light, so let's say you wait for a Ben Tam's man, you light 5:30, and from 5:30 to 6, there's less Regel when Ashok than from, you know, from 6 to 7. People going for work, there's no Regel when Ashok. According to their shita, there has to be enough oil to last from Shkia till Kol HaRegel when Ashok, which is like 6 hours worth, 7 hours worth, depending on where you are. And the attack is sometimes good at a naig to light a lot of oil. That there should be Ashok Kol HaRegel when Ashok. But most Paiskim Nemran, that the takana, the original takana was 30 minutes, and Chatzisha. And if you look in the Paiskim, they all assume that it's Chatzisha, and therefore, according to them, there's no Indian of more than 30 minutes, and that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, so you certainly can rely on the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. In Beis HaKnesses, I just, it's a bigger shaila. People like the menorah in shul, they have maariv, then they leave. Many shuls, they don't want to leave it on, so they blow out the menorah. And if the menorah in the shul is not burning for 30 minutes, you're not allowed to make a bracha on the menorah. And it has to burn 30 minutes at least. So the pashtus advarim is that you can't. I know some offices in Manhattan, you know, they have a menorah, they have in the office, they have a menorah, so they light a menorah, and then they leave and they blow it out. If you blow out the menorah, so you shouldn't make a bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha. I also would know you can light in shul dafka by the window, even though you're supposed to light on the side wall, which doesn't have a window, so we light on the side wall, but by the mizrach corner. It should be by a window, because again, we don't blow it out, but if the marriage, people leave. So, alright, if it's a shul, it's shiach for people to stay and learn. So then, again, it's fine, you don't have to go by the window. As long as it's shiach, there are people coming and going, it's good. But if you're nervous that maybe there are people coming and going, it's better to light by the window so that there should be a possibility that people will see it. These are some of the many halachas of Hanukkah. I haven't finished all of them. I should point out to you that Hanukkah is a fun time. It's a good time and a nice break. It breaks up the winter's man a little bit. You know, after Hanukkah comes the hard stretch, because from Hanukkah to Purim, especially in the Ibiyar, you know, it gets a little bit. Hanukkah breaks up the monotony a little bit, so you know, you're not burnt out yet. But Hanukkah should have something of a reishim on people. Hanukkah is Chanukah Tabayis, of Avaida. The Beis Hamikdash is a time to renew davening, which is Avaida, to renew Kayach HaTfilah. And our Nisim is such a beautiful tefillah. People should try. And Hanukkah should leave some reishim on you beside the latkes and the dreidel. It's nice, families get together, it's a beautiful thing. But it should also leave a reishim on you beside the Chanukah Sabayis, the Chanukah, the Avaida. Of the Beis Hamikdash, which by us is the davening. It's not Hanukkah yet. I hope everyone will be here next Sunday. But I hope certainly you'll take out a Mishnah Berurah and you'll learn through the many halachas which I've not mentioned. I'll put the Shabbat down.